to the ground.
Well, how do, folks? How are you today? My name's Lloyd Perryman, and speaking for all the sons of the pioneers, I want to extend you a great big hearty welcome to the Lucky You Ranch out here in California. We have Indian summer out here today. The breeze is humming through the barbed wire, playing a little tune that says, fall's coming. In fact, I guess fall is gone to some of you folks out there along the Lucky You line. And the old man that handles the thermometer is banked up a little snow along the north side of the house. That's what the paper said. By the way, if this is the first time that you've joined us out here on the Lucky You line, I'd like to tell you that every day along about this time, we all get together here at the ranch house and drum up a little something to eat and a few songs. There's a school marm lives down the road. She drops in and eats with us here on the Lucky You Ranch. And we've got...
Hey, Lloyd.
Yeah?
Tell them about us giving away an acre of the Lucky You Ranch every time we're on.
Well, all right, Chug, you're right. Every day, we give away a gold deed to an acre of land here on the Lucky You Ranch. Of course, we just started last Monday, so maybe I'd better stop telling them what's going to happen.
That's right, and let's get a song in here somewhere.
Well, you know, I think you got something there, Chug.
I
sure will. Side, make him sure step and pride back on those Texas plains.
Now he's not in my dream. Somehow it seems that I'm back where I belong. Just a country hick way back in the sticks, back where I was born. Now those city lights and those city ways are driving me insane. I want to be alone. I want to be back home. Back on my Texas plane.
I want to drink my java from an old tin can while the moon goes climbing high. I want to hear the song of the whippoorwill. I want to hear the coyotes cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the rain. Just to kick him in the side, make him sure he's stepping right.
Say, Lloyd, how about a song for the fellas?
You know I'd like to do that, Ken.
Well, why don't you do that old familiar Little Annie Rooney? They all know that one.
You know, Ken, I'm glad you thought of that, because just by strange coincidence, that's the song we rehearsed for this spot.
I thought I'd heard that somewhere before.
A winning way, a pleasant smile, dressed so neat but quiet in style. Merry chef, your time to while has Little Annie Rooney. Every evening, rain or shine, I make a call tween 8 and 9 on her who shortly will be mine. Little Annie Rooney,
she's my sweetheart. I'm her beau. She's my Annie. I'm her Joe. Soon we'll marry.
Parlor's small but neat
and clean, and set with taste so seldom seen. And you can bet the household queen is little Annie Rooney. The fire burns so cheerful and bright as the family circle round each night. We form and everyone's delight is little Annie Rooney.
She's my sweetheart. I'm her bone. She's my Annie. I'm her Joan. Soon we'll marry. Never more to part.
I think that's wonderful, Hugh. Fact is, I think we all ought to dedicate a song to Mike working on that ranch back there. He sounds like a man that really rides the range. And like those old rawhide riders from the old days are probably saying to themselves right now, this ain't the same old range.
The scenes have changed across the range since long ago. There's miles of rails and crossroad trails that I don't know. And now my days are numbered here, but I don't care. My old gang's waiting just beyond the rolling clouds up there.
This ain't the same old range. Everything seems to change. Where are the pals I used to ride with?
Gone to a land so strange.
This ain't the same old range.
Each night I see my old pals where the bright moon climbs. They're rounding up the shooting stars that stray sometimes. Then brand them right and tie them tight so they can't fall to some far place in empty space and ne'er be found at all.
This ain't the same. Where are the
don't you ever get yourself a new fiddle. Say, has anyone seen Betty?
No, but she should be coming up the road just about now. Why, Lloyd?
Well, she heard the record we made a few weeks back for Victor when we were in town. Plug. You remember the one that Tommy sang?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Every time she thinks Tommy's mad at her, she goes back to her boarding house and plays it for hours.
Well, anyway, she asked if I'd get Tommy to sing it today, so let's run it once before she gets here. Hey, Tommy.
Hmm?
Would you mind singing a chorus or two of Heartbreak Hill?
Mm-mm.
Well, okay, let's do it, fellas.
Willows sigh, willows cry, the tears fall like rain, and the echoes are vows that were spoken in vain. So tell me, place in the mountains where the moon never shines and the shadows creep over forget-me-not vines, for a rose never blooms there and the birds never trill. It's a place lonely lovers call Heartbreak Hill. Willows sigh, willows cry, the tears fall like rain, and the echoes are vows that were spoken in vain. So tell me you love me, and you always will. Then I know I won't travel. And the milestones are promises sweethearts forget. So, my darling, please tell me that you care for me still. Tell me I'll never journey to Heartbreak Hill. Willows sigh, willows cry, the tears fall like the echoes are vows that were spoken in vain. So tell me you love me and you always will. Then I know I won't travel to Heartbreak Hill.
Surely a very deserving couple. It'll be our pleasure to award you a gold deed to an acre of Lucky You land for your many good deeds. We'd also like to send along to our gold deed winners a Sons of the Pioneers song salute. Today it's a Bob Nolan composition entitled Love Song of a Waterfall.
Yeah.
come to me where you are, dear one. Here am I, for this is heaven's mating hall. The love song of the waters
play something and get us out of this before Shug starts flying around the room, will you? Completely, don't you think that we'd... Uh-oh. What's that ambling up the path and with his finger all bandaged up, too? It's Dink Swink from down at the crossroads. Well, howdy, Dink.
Howdy, Fred.
I'm Lloyd.
I don't care.
Well, I know you don't, but... tell me, Dink, how in the world did you hurt your finger? Did somebody slam a door on it?
Nope, Fred. I went to work and done it myself.
Oh?
Yeah. Just mashed my finger black and blue with a claw hammer.
Well, you sound like you almost did it deliberately.
I did.
Oh?
You know something?
No, what?
It sure did take my mind off my toothache.
I imagine it would. Say, Dink, didn't I see you and Pappy Tim running across the pasture yesterday along about sundown?
Yeah. That was me, all right. But that wasn't Pappy Tim with me.
Oh?
No, it was my cousin, Ortho, from Springfield, Colorado.
Oh, Ortho. Well, what were you running for? Afraid you'd get home too late for supper?
No. I have to run to keep up with Ortho.
Oh, I see.
He's kind of odd, you know.
Yeah.
Keeps thinking he's a racehorse.
That's too bad.
Well, it wouldn't be so bad except the rest of the family keep debating him to win.
No!
Best he's ever done was show.
Yeah. Well,
the best thing you can do is to keep him away from the racetrack, don't you think?
Yeah, I reckon you're right. At least till he gets his mind set on being something else. Last year, he thought he was a grand piano, you know.
Oh.
Kept running around trying to get himself tuned. Well, I gotta fetch myself back to Crossroads and give Ortho his oats. Farewell.
So long, Dad. Well, fellas, I think if we hurry a little bit, I believe we'll have time to tell the folks a little bit about a happy roving cowboy.
It was a song as a ride along, and just a happy roving cowboy. Turn the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
I ain't got a wife to bother my life. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me make my bed where the farmers prowl beneath the sky of blue.
Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. And the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
Friends, the shadows from the old corner post on the corral fence say it's about time to close the Lucky You door for today. But we'll be back tomorrow with another half-hour visit from the Lucky You. So will you join us then? Till then, this is George Putnam speaking for Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, the Sons of the Pioneers, and saying so long for now. This program came to you from the Lucky You. Until tomorrow,
please. Come and get it!
To the ground.
Well, hi, everybody, and another great big Western welcome from the Sons of the Pioneers and the rest of the gang on the Lucky You to you. It sort of puckered up and rained a touch over the weekend, but it's over it now, and the air is crisp and the sky is blue, and in fact, it makes you feel like having a jubilee. And by a strange coincidence, that happens to be the title of the first song we pioneers are going to do. So let's hit the old cowboy trail with Cowboy Jubilee.
Come on and throw away your troubles, cast them to the moon, and sell all your worries for free. Cause there's a great day coming, can't you hear them all humming? It's a cowboy jubilee. If you've got lots of leisure time and nothing else to do, and want to be happy as we, just grab your hat, get your boots on, pretty soon we'll be long gone to that cowboy jubilee. Just hear that cowboy band a-playin'. You know your blues won't mean a thing when you get in the swing. A cowboy's life is for me. Soon all your cares you'll be shedding, and like me you'll be heading to that cowboy jubilee. Cowboy Jubilee. Cowboy Jubilee.
telling you about an Indian chieftain and Indian gal. The gal's name was Silverbell.
Your voice is ringing, my silver bell, under your spell. I've come to tell you of a love I am bringing o'er hill and dell. Happy will bell my silver bell.
Beneath the light of the bright starry night sat a lonely little Indian maid. No lover's sweet serenade has ever won me. As in a dream it would seem, down the stream gaily paddling his tiny canoe, this chieftain longing to woo sang her this song.
Your voice is ringing my silver bell, under your spell I've come to tell you of a love I am bringing o'er hill and dell. Happy will bell my silver bell.
For many moons, many tunes, many tunes woke the echoes of the still summer night, as down the stream gleaming bright his boat went sailing. In his canoe only two set to woo, as they listened to the sigh of the breeze that seemed to sing in the trees this sweet refrain.
Your voice is ringing my silver bell, under your spell I've come to tell you of a silver bell.
Remember, Planters is the word for peanuts, peanut butter, and peanut oil.
Good letter, Ken, and Mrs. Reed certainly is deserving of our gold deed to an acre of our lucky land. We sons of the pioneers would also like to send along a song salute in appreciation to a brave and courageous lady.
When you come to the end of the day and the night calls your worries away, do you ever watch the setting sun and that you might have done? Do you turn from your work with a smile?